cool Ella Henry is one of the coolest cats in town. Yes, you are. Of course you are. How are you, Ella Henry?
I'm good. I'm excellent.
Should I curtsy?
No, don't you dare.
Should I bow?
It's just an MZM, you know, nothing flash like a day would.
Well, firstly, congratulations anyway.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's cool. Did you have any? Because you get the nod, don't you? You've to accept it. You can or you can't. Yes. It's up to you.
Yes, they let you know 3 months in advance you've been nominated. And the thing is, I mean, 20 years ago I had a different view of them, but now that I read through a nomination from a community, I mean, the Queen doesn't notice you. You know, it's just your peeps putting their hand up and saying they appreciate what you're doing, and it's something that our people feel good about being recognised. So I think it's more coming from the people than coming from the monarchy, because I'm no monarchist for sure.
Now, you were bordering on an anarchist when you were a youngster.
I haven't moved much.
Yesterday's radicals, today's conservatives, eh, Ella Henry?
I'm not sure that I'd even quite call myself a conservative, but I do like the idea that communities recognise our people, and because, you know, those nominations come from, they don't tell you who it is, but they come from our own people. And that's the biggest honour, because, you know, in our culture, in Māori culture, you're not a chief, right? People tell you that you're a leader or that you're good at this, but you meet a Māori who says, I'm a chief, you should run in the opposite direction. So it's really lovely when people give you an acknowledgement rather than you say you're good at anything, if that makes sense.
I like what you're saying. Yeah, rangatira is not a corridor that, you know, that you go around saying, I'm a chief. Yeah, exactly. I'd run a mile, just like you. But what I do want to acknowledge, though, is your skin in the game, both environmentally, certainly academically, and then you've got this other lovely interest in and as a strong advocate for film, television, theatre, etc. So, you know, your interest in Tanga Māori goes right across the board. So there's nobody more deserving of a knighthood than you.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. That is a very kind thought. But really, it's just nice to know that anything positive that comes my way is also enhancing the community that I am part of. You know, all my whānau in the far north, it's acknowledgement of them as well, because they made me.
Yeah, indeed. Can we look at this new Indigenous business minor thing that Hiniani kindly let me know of. And just so you know, Ella is an associate professor, obviously, in international business strategy and entrepreneurship. That's at AUT. But this new Indigenous business minor, explain that first for our listeners, okay, if you'd be so kind, Ella, and what's the gist of it all?
All right, so when you go and do a degree, you do a major, you know, you can be doing a degree in communications or journalism or sports psychology or business or anything like that. So wherever you are in the university, we have not in the past been able to offer anything that was a specialisation in Māori business. But a lot of our Māori graduates are going to go on. Like even a lawyer is going to start, you know, go into his or her own practice, maybe, real estate agent. And so what I wanted to do was create a minor, which means you can still go and be a nurse or a filmmaker, but you can do this minor that is focused specifically on how to be a business person from a Māori perspective. So we're looking at how you do finance. I mean, there's only one way of doing accounting. You've got to be able to read a balance sheet. But it's about how do you spend your profits as a Māori? How do you invest? How do you build your business? How do you do your financial work in a kaupapa Māori way? And then I teach an entrepreneurship paper because that's my background. And so it's around setting up your business using kaupapa, using tikanga, because we know we've got lots of successful Māori business folk now who are doing it very much that way. They're not doing it for private profit, which is important, obviously. You've got to make a profit. But they're doing it also for community and for sharing profits and for developing new innovations. So I'm teaching the entrepreneurship paper. We've got all of our lecturers are Māori. So Aaron, Professor Aaron Gilbert is teaching finance. I'm teaching entrepreneurship. Dr. Nimbus Staniland and Dr. Megan Phillips are teaching management and marketing. So there's three courses that you'll do. And then there's a project, which is at the final year. So the thing about that is you can it adds an extra bow to your skill set if you're a Māori professional graduating, because you're more confident as setting up your own business and running your own business. But here's the thing I really love about it. It's also available if you're not a student. And I've got people who want to do some study around Māori business, but they don't want to, you know, come and do a three-year degree. So you can come and do this program just to specialise. And I want to make this available to Māori organisations who want to invest in their management team or you know, upskill their trustees. Because a lot of our, I know this from having been involved with my own trust and my own whenua, that some of our people are elected because we love them, but they don't really know a lot about governance and management. And so doing a program like this, I think, will upskill them to be better governors and better trustees of our trusts and our whenua and our organisations. And we're teaching it in Wānanga on the weekend. So, you know, people can come from out of town and spend the weekend in Auckland. It's only four weekends in a semester. On the Saturday, you'll have the accounting paper, and on the Sunday in the first semester, you'll have my entrepreneurship paper. And then in the second semester, you'll come along and do marketing and management on a Saturday. And the final paper, the group project, doesn't require you to come to regular classes. You'll work one-on-one with me to develop, you know, if you want to write a business plan or a marketing strategy or a social media strategy for your organisation, then you can use that project to be supervised by one of our Māori specialists from AUT to develop your own, you know, to design a web page or something like that. It's got a very practical focus as well as a strong history of who, you know, we are one of the most entrepreneurial people on the planet, Māori, but we've had a lot of that entrepreneurial fire put out, really, in many ways, by, you know, colonization and poverty and the breakdown of our communities. And I really want us to remember that we stand on the shoulders of giants, and the kind of bravery and innovation and risk taking that is required to be who we are, to sail across the ocean and discover a new land and occupy all of it and name every mountain. That's entrepreneurship. That's science. And I want us to, you know, rekindle that fire and realize how fabulous we are and run our businesses more effectively, because when we run good businesses, we build strong communities. And when we have strong communities, then our people are made healthier and less likely to, you know, fall into the traps that come with poverty.
And fair enough. I know you are good at advocating for Māori issues. Did you have to convince anybody at AUT here? Or were you given free rein? Did they warm to where you were coming from? You know, what does it say of the organisation?
I mean, it's not that people, everybody thought it was a great idea, but you would not believe the level of bureaucracy that is involved. You have to go to this committee and, you know, invent the course, and this is the assessments and this is the readings. Then you have to go out to all the other universities. This is a really interesting thing, and I'm not criticising other universities, but I kind of am. So about 6 months ago, I'd finished designing it, and I'd found my lecturers, and we'd just, you know, worked it all out. And then there's a thing called university approval process. So it has to go out to every university around the country to be approved, because it's a new program. What is interesting is that there is no other university in the country offering this kind of minor. None of them. You can do management and you can get a Māori teacher, but nothing specifically called Māori business, except at the University of Auckland. They have, but that's a postgraduate one. This is an undergraduate one. You know, so we've got eight universities, none of them, I think, particularly delivering well, except for the University of Auckland with their graduate diploma of Māori business, which, by the way, I set up 30 years ago, but that's another story. And what's and a bunch of people I know, you know, have been on it and really enjoyed it. So two universities out of eight are the only ones that are offering it. You would not believe the amount of paperwork they put me through. Every one of them, you know, why are you doing these assessments and what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. So I got more pushback from other universities than I did from my own. And I'm really proud of the fact that we've got this lovely big cohort of Māori scholars at AUT. We've got the largest number of Māori scholars in business, economics and law of any university in the country. We've got, you know, the fabulous Kylie Quince as our new Dean of Law. We've got Professor Aaron Gilbert, Noor Tainui, who's the, you know, the head of the finance department. We've got some flash Māori at AUT, and we haven't been able to teach Māori stuff. So all I did was, you know, corral us all together and say, hey, you fellas, what are we going to teach for our people? And, you know, so the support on the ground from AUT has been fabulous.
Fantastic. Great catching up with you two. And I like your academic lingo. Hey, you fellas, maybe we should get this. Maybe we should get this underway, Ella.
That's how I roll, dude.
Keep rolling in your cool and groovy way. It's been great catching up with you again, sis. Thanks so much, Ella. Okay, Ella. See you, sis. Thank you, Ella Henry. She's one of life's neat characters, larger than life character, Ella.